Hi, and welcome to this Harlow College podcast. Now, if you get nervous at the thought of taking part in a live music performance, imagine playing one of the most complex instruments there is. Janice Nash is a professional harp player and has been playing in Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet at the Coliseum in London. Janice, how's it been going?
It's been going very well, actually. Been almost sold out, the performances, each one. It's been a busy season with matinees and evening performances, but it's been very enjoyable. It's great fun to do it over the Christmas period.
Now, of all the instruments you could have played, why did you choose the harp?
I chose the harp. Actually, I'd seen a film with the Marx brothers in, and Harpo Marx was playing, and I thought, oh, that's lovely. I'd love to play the harp. So I was at music college studying piano, and they asked the students if they'd like to do an orchestral instrument other than just piano. And I said, yes, I'd like to try the harp, please. So that's how it all started, through a Marx brothers film.
And you actually started touring while you were still studying.
I did, yes. I was in the Essex Youth Orchestra, and while I was at the Guildhall full time, I did the youth orchestra courses during the holidays, and we toured. I was very fortunate. We went abroad every year with the youth orchestra. Went to America, Canada, Italy, and Poland.
And you also played in Harlow.
Yes, I played in Harlow many times. I played at the Harlow Playhouse. Fond memories of that many years ago.
Now, you've played a wide range of harp music. What's your favourite?
Orchestral music, I love Strauss and Mahler, and I like playing the ballets. I never get bored with the Tchaikovsky ballets. Wonderful music. Solo music, I like French music. And chamber music, of course, you've got the Debussy and Ravel. I love the Ravel's Introduction and Allegro.
Now, we've mentioned that the harp is one of the most complex instruments in the orchestra. How many strings does it have?
Only 47.
So what's it like tuning a harp?
It can be a problem. Obviously, preferably if it's quiet, it's better. But these days, harpists have tuning machines, and that's a great help. It can give us more confidence, and it can speed things up a bit. But to tune 47 strings every time you move the instrument is quite an ordeal, and you'll always see a harpist at the concert venue earlier than everybody else to tune up.
And with 47 strings, how do you know which ones to play?
Well, we have some coloured strings. All the C strings are red and all the F strings are black. And the notes in between, the ones in between are white. And it goes up in the order of like a piano keyboard from C up to a C. So just having those coloured strings is a big help.
And of course, in Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet, the harp introduces one of the best known themes.
Yes, that's right. In Act Two, you've got the Waltz of the Flowers, and the harp plays the introduction, the big famous cadenza, where all the ballerinas trot onto the stage from the wings and set the scene. It's rather beautiful to play.
Thank you.
It's quite magical. It's quite exciting, you know, in a big theatre with all the lights and you know, you can see from the orchestral pit at the Colosseum in London. You can see out into the auditorium. You can see all the heads bobbing about. It's quite an exciting, electrifying experience, but nerve-wracking too, because it's so popular and everybody knows it.
Now, of all the instruments in the orchestra, you could have played the violin or the flutes. You've chosen to play an instrument that's 6 foot high, weighs 80 pounds, has 7 pedals and 47 strings. Do you ever think to yourself, I wish I'd chosen something else?
I don't think that. I don't regret any of it for a moment. But if I'm honest, I didn't realise all that when I started, and neither did my parents. They had to sell their car and get a bigger car, an estate car, in order to accommodate the harp. Yes, I did learn the flute for a little while, but I didn't keep it up. But that was easy. You could put it in your pocket. But no, I don't regret it at all. The harp is one of the most magical instruments, really. It can make the most beautiful, swooshing, sweeping sounds. It's very lovely.